Welcome to the Heroes Wanted podcast.
Hey, everybody. How are we doing this week?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Jeb?
Fair.
What was that? I didn't catch that.
Fair.
Riveting.
So we have a very important topic to discuss before we get going. And I've been thinking about this all week.
Is it the open hostility that you're now receiving from Jeff due to not awarding the Warg puppies?
No, it's actually something different.
Oh, okay.
Naz stole that old lady's babushka.
Look, she gave it to me in good faith that I would use it in adventuring.
Oh, man.
It was like a token of... It's like when a lady gives a knight a scarf to wear in a joust, you know?
I don't think it's like that at all.
So
I
the real question is, what is his current bounty in Breach Hill if we turn him into the guards?
Yeah, she has reported her babushka stolen.
Okay.
And several witnesses provided a description of the man who stole it, and they are on the lookout.
The only hairless Osirian in town.
I mean, that could be anybody.
There's a lot of culprits that have been taken in. They're gonna have to do a witness lineup at some point. You better watch out.
I'll keep an eye out for the guards. Yeah. See what happens.
Maybe we can just live in here in this dark and lonely fortress.
We'll just never go home because Naz will be arrested.
Like spiders everywhere.
We'll just eat the turtles.
I mean, there are bumble brashes here too. We could eat them.
Whoa!
Wow. Are there?
That's what we're looking to find out.
they might have already been eaten by those turtles.
You have not seen any bumble brashers as of yet.
Okay. I figure you would have heard the bumble brashers too, like
or at least bodies of bumble brashers, unless they've been eaten.
We go look for them.
Where we left everything off, you guys had snuck into the northern part of the Citadel and ran into a couple of grave shells, which had stashed a dead body on their shell, hoping wary adventurers would come and try and loot the body, which, hey, it's exactly what you did.
Well, one of them had that, right?
One of them, yes. The one that was, the ambusher. And you fought them off. You managed to defeat them, explored the room a little bit, found some loot, and a couple warg pups, which Gwenog had now successfully tamed after a fashion. They're at least very friendly to her, and they're available to be trained into actual partying companions. So that's fun.
I'm totally cool with that too. I'm excited for the group.
Mm-hmm. So you are in this small little room where you found these warg pups. There is a door to the north, a door to the west, and a door to the south that you could explore.
I believe we should go north and just try to cover as much ground as possible.
Sounds good.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
Are you maintaining the same exploration activities?
Well, knowing that Gwenog will just charge ahead at the first sign of danger, then maybe I'll actually want to be in front.
Okay.
And I'll be looking for any sort of traps or something that the
Bumble brashers.
Sorry. Have been maybe laying out to deal with any sort of monsters that are lying here.
So you want to look for traps?
Yep.
Gwenog, are you going to have weapon ready?
You know I am.
And Naz, what do you want to do?
I'll also look for traps.
Okay, so you have two of you are looking for traps, and Gwenog is ready to go in case of combat. So, northwest and south, which one are you going?
North, because I'm in the lead. All right.
Okay, you take the party north, and you enter a small chamber. This grim administrative office has a heavy wooden desk, armchairs, and filing cabinets that are still largely intact, though most of the furniture's drawers have been pulled out and ransacked. As you enter this chamber, you hear a low, deep growl.
Ahead of us, not behind, right?
Ahead of you. And you look down further into the room, and an adult warg comes out from behind the desk.
She took them. She has the puppies.
Roll initiative, please.
Oh, no. I don't want to... Wow, that's a horrible roll for you.
Yeah, I don't know if I want these pups if I have to kill their mother. Like, it seems rude.
Are we going to just run away?
What? No.
Wait, but you want the pubs, but you don't want to kill their mother.
I absolutely want to kill their mother.
Morally, we don't want to kill them. We don't want to kill the mother morally, but that looks like a lot of experience points over there.
And we're rolling with perception.
I don't know.
Yes. Perception would be the applicable skill, since none of you were doing anything else during exploration.
Gwenog has a hearty 19.
Gwenog has a 19. Doreen?
I got a 22.
22. Naz?
I have a 9.
9. And the wargs get a 9.
Which means you lose.
Doreen? did you say wargs plural?
I said something. So if someone could take a die of any size, shape, or color, put it at the far door, that is our warg. And combat will begin with Doreen.
Okay. Knowing that other members of my party are probably going to rush up with me, I think I will stride towards it, raise my shield, and just try to, like, hit it with the shield.
Okay.
I've reached this, like, weird point in, like, my character creation where I realized that my shield is as effective as my sword. Interesting. I got a 24 to hit.
24 will hit.
Yeah, not a crit.
Some battle music.
Probably not.
It's not a crit, no.
4. That's really bad.
Okay. Different 4 damage.
That's right.
And then we go to Gwenog.
How far am I away from this warg?
Just like 10 feet.
15 feet.
15 feet.
So it is still a stride?
Yes. Oh, there's a monkey in the castle.
Yeah, weird. I went for warg, but, you know, these things don't always work out. First attack, 11 to hit.
That will miss.
I will swing again. And that will be 12 to hit.
Okay, the 12 will miss as well. Try to attack this warg, but it's just moving around a little bit, and you're unable to get it.
And then,
okay,
you, who smells like warg.
The warg will lash out at Doreen, since Doreen was the one who hit it.
Okay. Fair.
And so, let's see how it does.
Abysmally.
A 21 to hit.
Yeah, that hits. I'll do a shield block.
Okay, so you're going to reduce some of the damage there.
Yep.
Boop. Out of my box. You will take 7 points of damage, and you are grabbed.
7? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I end up taking 2, but yep, I'm grabbed.
Okay. And so, for the people at home, grabbed means your movement speed is reduced to 0, and any action you take has a, 20% failure chance?
Yes. You have to, if you do a flat check and roll under a 5, you lose an action.
All right. And then it will be... Wait, that was just one attack. It has more attacks than that. It can attack you 2 more times.
Oh.
I'm sorry, you already started to say it was the next person's turn. It's too late.
It's true, I did, but he's almighty. This next one is going to be a 24.
So it rolled even better.
It did roll.
Still. Nothing changed.
But this one will be 6 points of damage.
Ouchies.
It's going to go 1 more time. With a 12, that'll probably miss. And Naz.
All right. With 1 move, I will close this door. Behind us, just in case.
Don't want the pups coming through?
Yeah, we don't want...
They can't see.
Sorry, it's
don't
not,
watch,
not
pups.
For you.
Don't watch.
And then I will go ahead and ranged heal Doreen.
Thank you.
Yeah, seems to have taken some punishment there. For 15 points of healing.
Bam.
That was my 3 moves.
Okay, we're back to the top, so Doreen.
Okay, might be a little cautious there, but... I think we're at the point where we just duke it out. So I will attempt to make an attack. So we'll see how I do there. Okay, I'm able to. And then the actual roll. I'm assuming a 14 does not hit.
That will miss.
Okay. Let's try again. Can. But do I? No.
Oh, no.
I'm going to raise my shield.
This, I believe you even have to make a check for that, too, though.
Oh, seriously?
You are grabbed.
I fail.
Oh, God. So the way I see this, the warg, when it bit you, it actually grabbed your shield arm.
Oh, no.
And
just
so your
totally
arm is
useless.
Like being pulled down. Oh, man. That's fun. Hey, Gwenog.
Crap. Split some necks, Gwenog.
Don't worry, Doreen. I'll save you.
I don't care if it's a mother anymore.
Yeah, Gwenog's going to take an attack.
Mother, all right.
15 to hit.
That will miss.
6 to hit.
That will miss. Come on.
13 to hit.
Wow, Gwenog is the worst.
Wow, this Mama Warg defending the baby kidnappers is fierce.
Alright, yeah. The Warg will, I don't know. I guess it's just going to keep attacking Doreen.
Oh, no.
Doreen is already in her mouth.
Yeah, so...
Chomp, chomp.
It's going to attack you again.
Cool.
For a 21 to hit.
That hits.
For 6 points of damage.
Okay.
A miss on the second attack. And a miss on the third attack.
Alright.
Okay. Naz.
Alright. So, how much damage did you just
do? I only took 6. Don't worry about me.
I will stride up to be behind Doreen. And given that my whip has a 10-foot range, I will go ahead and lash out at this warg.
Whip it.
Whip it 20 real to good.
Hit. Real good.
That will hit.
Wow.
Alright. And that deals. Is there a modifier added to this?
Your strength.
Okay. Straight dice. 4. 4 damage.
Okay. Look at
hit
you.
It for 4?
Yeah, it's better than me.
Man
right
of many
now.
Talents.
And let's go ahead and attack a second time. This is at a minus 5 penalty.
Yep.
Yeah. It only gets harder from here.
7 to hit.
That will be a miss. Doreen.
I'm going to try to break free from this grab.
Okay.
I kind of wish
that. Athletics or acrobatics?
Athletics. 19.
That'll do.
Cool.
So you tear your arm.
Oh, wait. Did
free.
I have to check to do that?
Yes.
Come on.
Stop telling
okay, I did
yourself.
It. Whatever. We're done with that nonsense.
Yeah, so you tear your arm free.
I'll raise my shield and then do an attack. Does 18 hit?
18 will hit.
Cool. I do 8 damage.
Okay. Hit that warg for some damage. And then, Gwenog, are you angry yet?
Yeah, you know, I was actually just thinking, seeing my friends get bit by this warg, something changes in Gwenog's eyes. You know,
those like, are my babies.
Like a little fire there that maybe wasn't there before. Gwenog starts to let out a low,
get off my friends!
They're already off me.
And Gwenog will make an attack after raging.
Yay!
What? Didn't see that one coming.
15 to hit.
Oh, that'll miss. It's a big old miss.
Hey, this is her first time raging, you know?
Just trying to figure it out.
17 to hit.
Ooh. That'll hit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, roll me some of that damage.
Let's see what happens. Uh-oh. Not a happy face. Wait, but you get an extra plus 6, right?
You roll a d8 for damage. Don't you roll d10 for damage?
This is a d10.
Oh, what'd you roll?
Alright, so 2 on the die, plus my 4, plus my additional 2 for rage.
No, it's 6 because you're a Titan Mauler, right?
Yes.
Is it 6 because I'm a Titan Mauler?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then
that's
I'm
the
not...
point of being a Titan Mauler.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
You lose out on AC, but you get more damage.
So, make that 12 damage.
Ooh. Was that a minimum roll?
It was next to minimum.
Oh, so you got a 2 on the d10.
Correct.
Cool.
You have one more action.
I rage, though. Is that not an action?
One action.
No, but I attack twice.
Oh, the first attack missed. That is correct.
Yeah, I'm done.
So the warg's turn. Who is now going to turn its attention to Gwenog?
The correct answer was yes, I'll attack again.
Pretty obvious. Pretty obvious reasons.
Listen, I am lawful good. Like,
what is the point of cheating in this game?
And
to win. We're not playing,
to make better podcasting.
We're not playing Munchkin.
And it will attack Gwenog?
Maybe.
Ooh, for a natural 20.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to use my paladin's reaction.
Okay.
To reduce whatever damage by 3, and you get to step if you wish.
Okay.
For free.
So
if you don't want to keep taking damage after Kenny announces the total here.
22 points of damage.
Oh my god.
Reduced by 3 or after the reduction?
Then it's reduced by 3, so 19.
So, I narrowly escaped death on that one, and I will take a step backward.
Oh my. I see a 22 on your sheet over there.
However, is my hit point total.
The attack comes with a grab.
Does
oh,
it
and
now?
So your step is negated.
Actually, the liberating step lets Gwenog also attempt a escape right away.
All right, go for it. Athletics or acrobatics?
Boom, Kenny.
We're going to go with athletics. 17.
That will fail.
What?
So you try and pull away from this.
Oh, no.
The grab was against a flat five.
No,
that's to act.
Oh.
She was resisting the...
She was trying to break free of the grapple. And that is athletics first. Athletics or acrobatics first. Athletics DC. And if you learn more about this creature, I might tell you.
Oh, yeah, we could have just keep forgetting that we could.
However, you try and pull away, and you are unable. And so it will bite you again.
I'm so sorry.
This is a 16,
which will hit my raging AC.
You are raging and using your giant weapon.
No. Cool. Thanks, David.
Hey, it still would have hit you. No. If you were just using the giant weapon.
No, it wouldn't have.
Why not? Oh, did
my
you?
My standard AC is 17.
That's true. Oh,
so that's going to be 8 points of damage.
Gwenog is unconscious and dying.
Is unconscious and dying, and it will turn its attention to Doreen.
It's not going
to
feast on her?
It will not feast. Wow.
Wow. David, you are out of the podcast.
If you did not like my character, you could have just told me.
Like, even I have to take a second right now.
I'm sorry.
Hey, can we all take
just, wow.
Hey, so tweet I'm at just us if you want to join the podcast and live in the Cleveland area.
I'm just talking about a feral beast
hey,
here.
Can we take a second to appreciate that we're not playing in David's podcast? Man, he would have just burnt us all to death in that fire. Like, we never would have even started.
All right.
I definitely would have made sure to have more D6s to spread the fire properly.
All right, I'm feeling a little attacked right now, so I'm going to attack you.
Oh, you're feeling a little attacked.
It's a 13.
That's a mess.
And I like it that way.
Naz, you're up.
22 points of damage. Somebody.
I mean, I can also drop a lay on hands. It's if you don't want to spend your last heal.
I have more heals still.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I put a lot of points into getting additional heals in that healing pool.
Okay, cool.
All right. So I'll just use two actions to do a D8 plus 8 for Gwenog. Which looks like 12 hit points back over there.
Hi, guys.
Right. Hey, Gwenog's conscious. You're at wounded 1.
You're also fatigued
because you lost your rage.
Wonderful.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go ahead and recall some knowledge about orgs.
That'll be a nature. What is your nature bonus? I rolled that.
I'm sorry. Good, because I rolled, like, terrible. Nature is a plus 4.
All right, that's enough for one piece of information.
Since I got harassed last time, let's go with special abilities. I wonder if it's grab. Never mind. We're going with defenses. Defenses.
Final answer?
Final answer, defenses.
Should have gone with special abilities.
I mean, it's not like Kenny was going to tell us the DC that we needed anyway. It's not we're going to change.
Either way.
Its armor class is 17.
Okay.
Its HP is 36, so you've already dealt 28 damage to it. And I'll tell you because it's relevant. Its athletics DC is 18. So you have to match or exceed an 18 when you try and break free.
You're one off.
You were one away. And what else do you have, Ness?
That was three actions, yeah.
All right, Doreen.
I believe that you would have said that the correct answer is to attack with your whip. And deal that last 6 damage.
That's a good point. I should have done that.
I'll hit it as well. I'll raise my shield and then attack.
Raise your shield.
Attack. Oh. 8 to hit.
That'll miss.
Oh, jeez.
Just so you know, David, only me and you can see this dice box over here. If you ever feel like lying about what number you roll.
He says, 20. Wow, the dice box is in plain view.
22.
No.
Nice roll.
I whiff.
All right.
Hard. 22 misses? That's wild.
Gwenog, so you are at wounded 1. You are prone, and your weapon has fallen to the ground.
That's a lot of things. David, yes. As the resident expert, what does exhausted 1 affect in my relevant stats?
Your AC. I don't remember what else, but I can look it up if you want to know.
So my given action economy, I should be able to pick up my weapon, stand up and attack once, correct?
Correct.
That is my course of action.
Okay.
24 to hit.
That will hit.
It's called exhausted?
Fatigued, I think.
Oh, it's sorry, fatigued one.
Your defenses are lower and you can't focus while
It's... Take a minus one penalty to AC and saving throws.
All right.
8 damage.
All right.
Wait, is that enough?
That should be enough.
You kill it.
Right? I had to math a little bit, and mathing is hard when it's this early in the morning for me. saying that at 5:30 p.m., just so everyone knows. Okay, so you swing your neck splitter, and you cut into the warg, and it lets out a whimper as it dies.
I'll take care of my baby.
I can't feel bad for this warg when it literally mauled me to death just like 15 seconds ago.
It's fine, you got better.
I got better.
Stop.
Alright, so you guys have slain this warg. You are in a what looks like a study of some kind. You know, these you got these big desks and drawers and dressers, and what do you want to do?
Let's move the warg out of the way from the door.
You do so.
Can we make a perception roll to see if there's anything of value in the room?
You can.
Gwenog would like to do so.
Gwenog can do so.
Let's all do that.
Only Gwenog.
I retract my terrible roll.
Everyone make your checks.
Yeah, I'm not going to either.
What do we get, everybody?
I got 13.
13 for Doreen.
Got a 9.
9?
Really? 16 for Gwenog.
Okay, so you guys look around. This place has been pretty thoroughly ransacked. However, Gwenog finds a book tucked in the far back of a drawer, and she kind of needs to muscle it out. But she finds a book that is a treatise on the Order of the Nail protocols as they relate to both Chelish and Iskiri law. So to remind you, you are in the nation of Isker right now, and Chelish is a neighboring nation. And the Hell Knights, the Order of the Nail, serve kind of within the laws of these two nations. In the back of the book, there seems to be a personalized dedication that reads, "To Lictor Asselmar, with thanks for your interest in my work, together we shall quell savagery." And it is signed Hell Knight T. Stagram Esquire. This does seem valuable and moderately old.
Vaz would probably love this.
Agreed. Yeah, actually.
Maybe it was a book that was stolen. Maybe not. Maybe she'll just pay us.
You don't think it was the book that was stolen. This is kind of like
hidden, stashed away.
You know, people who tried to steal from this room, you know, tried to ransack this room, probably missed this.
Mm. But, like it had
but
dust.
But Vaz for sure really likes old books. It's right up her alley.
So in this room, there is a further door to the west. You could also go back from whence.
I think we should continue on.
Perfect.
Let's do that. Do you want to go check on the warg pups? Now that you have their scent, they might accept you a little better.
They accepted me perfectly well.
They love Gwenog.
You know, because Kenny is...
We should make sure that they stay put, though.
And they didn't seem like they were going anywhere. That was their nest.
Okay, cool. I didn't know, like, how tiny they were. So.
They're, I mean, probably only a couple weeks old.
Cool.
Nah, I think they're good for the moment. Let's
press
proceed.
On.
Okay, so you want to travel further west?
Yep.
Okay, you head west. And this opens up to a long, thin room. This long row of mostly empty bookshelves is remarkably untouched, though a thick layer of dust and the smell of mildew permeates the air. A door deeper in the citadel, to the east, hangs conspicuously open.
That's not east, that's south.
Oh, the door you came from
was conspicuously
open.
Oh, it was assuming that we went another route.
A lot of the writing of this assumes you do not go through the northern portion.
Ah, we're just a bunch of weirdos.
So thanks, guys. So the door
we
you
wanted
come
that silver
through
armor.
Was conspicuously open because it had been opened by a warg, which you now know.
There may or may not be more.
So, yeah, you see this long row of bookshelves, which actually seem relatively untouched.
Wait, so there are actually books in there?
There are actually books.
That is and there is way different. To the room we were just in. Sorry.
There is a door. There are two doors on the southern wall. One door that is not reflected in our map because we're idiots.
No. Door.
Yeah.
I got them both
all there.
Did I? No, I missed one.
Something's wrong.
Is there supposed to be a door here?
Yeah, that's what it is. There's supposed to be a door to the middle room and the room on the left.
Kenny, you know how much time we spent on this?
We spent a lot of time trying to build this map and failing miserably. It's okay. So there's a door. There's two doors on the southern wall. We'll figure that out when you choose to go there. And one door on the northern wall.
Can Gwenog make a perception roll to see if there are any books of note or value?
Or spiders that are ready to eat us.
Everything is pretty easy to find. It would just take time. Like, you think you'd have to put maybe a half hour to an hour of just
pulling the book out, reading through it a little bit.
Off your exhaustion anyway.
Takes a minute. That's not that long.
Okay.
But there's just so much here. Finding out what's useful and what's not would just take time.
I don't have anywhere to be tonight.
Well, no. Well, we're looking for the Bumble Brashers. So we have to take care of them first.
They've been gone for a month. Another half an hour isn't good.
I say we go look for them.
Yeah, let's
And then come back to this bookshelf.
And I'm sure that he'll still be here. Unless we burn this place down, too.
Which is a possibility, so.
Or we forget, like idiots. But
let's make a note.
This is made out of stone, right?
Yes. The bookshelves are made out of wood. The books are made out of paper. But the room itself is made out of stone, yes. Always fearing fire for the rest of the campaign. Everyone's going to be out. Is this room made out of stone?
Calmont better not burn this place down. He better not be a reoccurring NPC that just ruins stuff for us.
Well,
all right.
What direction am I pointing at?
You're pointing at north.
I would like to go to the north.
Okay, so you go to that northern door. I read the right room. And you open up into what appears to be a prisoner intake area with long benches, rings on the walls for shackles, and an administrative area that occupies the room's western end. To the east, behind a raised iron gate, several prisoner holding cells stand with their doors hanging open. Storage lockers line the wall to the south. So when you enter the room to your right, there's a whole bunch of storage lockers, and past the storage lockers are a whole bunch of jail cells that doors are hanging open.
And there's nothing in the jail cells, right?
There appears to be some skeletons.
Oh.
When we take over this fortress, this is my room. Calling it right now.
You just want the prison? Like, you're going to live in the prison?
Well, I mean, no, I'm going to do stuff
He's foreshadowing that he's morally gray enough that we're going to have to lock him up.
No, I'm going to lock other people up and use them for experimentation.
Old man Jeff? What was his name?
Old man Stevenson?
No, he is gone. He left. He's probably in Chelyax.
You
by
said
now.
That you wanted to invite him to our.
Yeah, our we place. Needed like somebody in case this place ever burned down.
Gwenog would like to proceed
to blame
any valuables
for insurance
in the
reasons.
Like, committing insurance fraud is
you
difficult.
You can look around pretty easily. There's nothing of value just kind of sitting around you.
Let's
but
look.
The storage lockers appear still functional and locked.
We might need to bust those open. That you said they're locked?
They're like little padlocks on each
padlocks.
Do they look like they could be forced? Can I smash the locks
yeah.
with my...
Yeah, you could smash them. You could try and open them with thieves' tools if you have that option. I don't know if anyone actually took that ability.
Smashing the locks it is.
I bet they're not in great condition if they're old.
Well, the storage lockers are made out of metal. So they're like little metal chests. So they are still pretty sturdy. They're not rusted through or anything.
Oh,
okay. You go up to the first lock and you take the haft of your neck splitter. Give me an athletics check.
That is a critical failure.
All right. You pretty much bungle the attempt and you think you lost the ability to get into this lock. Like you've bashed it in, you've dented it in. So like the storage locker is like permanently dented it and you don't think you're gonna be able to find a way to break it open.
Naz walks over to it and is like, well, that was effective.
This is a little too strong. Like you weren't sure how much force to put in and you just did a little too much. But the sound echoes through the room. And you look over at the empty cells with the skeletons because you hear this clattering. And rising up and in the cells are four skeletons.
Let's go close the doors
everybody.
Real quick.
Roll initiative.
Oh, man.
We're at it again.
Jeff, you are just rolling awfully today.
I set up a nice backstop for you.
Yeah. My plan is to run over there and just close the doors, and hopefully they can't just, like, walk through the bars. Why, by moving their bones out of the way.
We might as well just try to...
Or bottleneck them at this door that we're all standing next to.
Actually, that's a fantastic
idea. We have to find the necromancer. Yeah. We have to find the source.
So, if play Dark Souls. You could, along the northern wall, place 4 dice for me. Northern. You all are along that southern wall. Just 4 of any dice. I have a bunch of small d6s over there we could use. That works, too.
Evenly spaced?
5 feet from each other. 5, 5, 5. They're at the, closer to the end, as these 4 skeletons animate.
So how are we all doing hit point-wise?
15.
I'm good.
I only have 12.
I can lay on hands you.
Gwenog took a lot. All right, Gwenog.
After this fight, I'll probably, like, just pray for a while and get us back
23.
Up.
23 for Gwenog.
Oh, wow.
Doreen?
18.
18 for Doreen. Ness?
13.
13 for Ness. So goes Gwenog.
That's a really nice bonus.
The skeletons, then Naz.
I have a question about a spell real fast.
Yeah, hit me with it.
The healing spell.
Ask your question in the microphone as well.
So the healing spell. Listen. Sorry, I was trying to look in the book at the same time. Is it in this game that heal spells damage undead creatures?
What does the heal spell say?
It does, but you don't get, or you have to roll for the damage if you're, if you're doing it at range, it ends up being like 2d8.
So if I put all 3 actions into this and do that 30-foot burst, it targets all living and undead creatures within the burst.
Mm-hmm.
So I would deal 1d8 plus 8 healing to you guys and damage to the skeletons.
That does sound like what you do.
That's a phenomenal idea.
Sounds like... my plan.
Do you do the plus 8 still?
Yeah.
Did they buffed it that too?
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
I might just attack with my whip. I haven't decided yet, so when it gets to me, I'll make
the whip
that
sound better. I think you should do that.
You know, yeah, I could trip somebody.
All right. So we go to the top of the initiative is Gwenog.
What is my distance from the nearest skeleton?
5 feet. Or sorry, you need to move 5 feet to be adjacent to them.
You are currently 10 feet away. From the nearest skeleton.
Alright, so Gwenog will rage. Then Gwenog will take a move action up to the nearest skeleton and split its neckish region.
Okay, fair.
14 to hit.
That will miss.
Okay.
That's all you got. So
I remembered something, actually. When you rage, you get temporary hit points.
He still killed me. I factored those in.
Okay.
I only get 3 because it's level plus con mod. So it only puts me... Yeah.
It was 19 damage, I guess.
Wow.
He still killed me.
Sizable. Oh,
I did remember that. And actually, I had the thing about Titan Mauler written on my character sheet, but not my notebook.
Okay.
So Doreen, you're up. There's these 4 skeletons.
I'm going to try to cut off the approach for the other one so they can't get around us. So I'm gonna step and raise my shield and try to bludgeon the one that Gwenog can try to attack.
Okay.
So I got a 13. No.
That will miss. And it's the skeleton's turn. So the one that you just attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Will lash out at you with some claws.
Oh man, they're all going to attack me now. I just realized I positioned myself so that 3 can get me.
An 18?
That'll be miss, because I'm raising my shield.
I thought your AC was 16, shield make it 18.
And a 17 plus 2.
Oh. They said your AC was 16.
Nope.
Never mind.
You're getting better at this.
That's because I got that shiny breastplate.
Well, it'll just keep on slashing. Miss, and then last one we'll miss.
Cool.
So you are the one that's like right there.
Yeah,
right?
They can three of them can get
so
at
the
me.
Second one will attack you, claw you 3 times. This one is a 23.
Okay,
so I think that one will do.
Okay, I'll use a shield block since I don't think that they're gonna attack Gwenog anymore.
6 points of damage.
Okay, I take 1.
Your shield will take 1. Correct.
Yes.
We'll attack you a second time. Probably going to miss with a 17, right?
That will, ranged. Yeah, they'll still miss.
Then last one, crit fishing, will miss.
Okay.
And a third one will step up to you and attack you twice for a 20.
That hits.
Womp womp.
For 4 points of damage.
Okay.
And second attack, will miss. And the fourth one just kind of gets caught on one of the bars of the jail cell it's trying to come out of. Like, And Naz.
All right. Naz will stride up behind Doreen and Gwenog. And we'll begin... Or no, I can't even move and do a
if
burst.
If you do the... Is it 30 feet?
It's 30-foot burst.
That hits everything.
Perfect. Then I will stand right where I am, begin chanting and channeling energy, and it all culminates and explodes outward in a flash of golden light for 15 health to you two and 15 damage per skeleton.
Now, do they get a save or anything, or is it just...
I believe it's just straight damage? Seems insane.
I know, actually, for them, instead of rolling... Or sorry, instead of just doing a plus 8 when you use the second action, you have to do another d8 instead. Okay. So it'll be 7 plus another d8 is the positive damage that you do to them.
So an additional... Just roll d8 for damage? So 7 damage.
So 14 total?
But all of those skeletons... die.
Wonderful.
You have
no save.
Played them to waste. Even if they save for half, that would be enough to kill them.
Oh, wow.
Naz looking like the MVP over here.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you dealt with them. There's nothing on the corpses. They are, just old skeletons left to rot there.
So when Naz does that, he surveys the room as the skeletons fall. He's like, I like this room. The chains on the walls, a certain aesthetic that pleases me. This is a good room.
Okay, so there are 3 more lockers you can attempt to open. One locker has been permanently damaged and will not open.
We're going to have to find another way to cut it open in
or
the future.
Or I can just not roll natural ones. Like
that would work. Can I assist Gwenog in something here?
Yes. Yeah. So you can make an aid check.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Naz will close the door. He stepped on some bones and, kicked a bunch of them and stuff.
He kicked his
monster energy.
This is why
we can't have nice things.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, he stepped on a skull that time.
Why don't you go ahead and make 3 aid checks, because we're going to try to make 3 lockers open here.
So, athletics, DC 20.
For the aid?
Yes.
Okay, I got a 12.
So, you don't aid on the first one.
All right, but it doesn't. There's only a negative on a
failure.
That's a critical failure.
So on the second check you're going to make, you're going to have a minus 1,
And 21.
And the third check, you'll have a plus 1.
So flat, minus 1, plus 1?
Yep.
14.
You hit at it and you're just unable to make any headway on the second one.
Are we able to attempt it again?
No.
Not right now.
Natural 20.
All right. Despite Doreen's attempts to help,
I was trying something new.
Pop open the second one, and I'm going to roll a d4. Boop. And inside, you find a low-grade silver mace.
Huh.
And a lesser dark vision elixir.
What is a low-grade weapon?
Low-grade refers to the quality of the metal. So there's, I think, 3 tiers for quality of silver, and it gives you different benefits depending on how good the silver is.
Gwenog rolled another natural 20 for the last chest.
Alright, so you pop open that last chest, and we'll bink. You find a low-grade silver morning star, and a scroll of magic missile.
Can we cast the darkness?
No. And that's what you found in these storage lockers. And okay. Just a cursory look through the rest of the room shows that this has been pretty ransacked. Whoever came in here before had the same kind of problem you had. They couldn't
open these.
Get these lockers open. These are very sturdy storage lockers.
Hmm.
And so this room is done. There's no further dungeon to the north or west, so you have to go back south from whence you came. And so you can pick basically either the western room or the middle room. And see where you fit.
Do the middle room there.
Middle room first.
Yeah.
Okay, so you head into the middle room. This is the one that does not
have a door on our map, but it exists.
Thanks for letting the listeners at home know about that.
Yeah.
If all you listeners
look here at the map and see this not door, we're going to assume that it is a door.
Well, if you would like, you can look on our Facebook page or our Tumblr and see pictures of the map that eventually did get built.
Yes. Yeah, the failed map that David built. It was all David. I had nothing to do with it.
I got here late today, so, ha. Wasn't me.
Anyway, as you look in this room, you see a series of circular tables, although many of the circular tables and wooden writing desks have been tipped over or otherwise ransacked, the bookshelves against the wall and the nature of the furniture suggest that this room was once a legal research center. So, like, a library for legal tomes. What would you guys like to do? There is a door further west. There is a whole bunch of bookshelves and stuff you could look through if you wanted.
Is this another situation where it simply takes time as opposed to a roll?
Yeah. You'd have to analyze what's useful, what is there to learn from this stuff.
Well, let's mark it on the come back and look in depth later and move on with our dungeoneering.
Very well.
I get this feeling like we're going to like find some trapdoor that leads into a cavern underneath here, and then we were supposed to read all these things before.
We already made our decision, Doreen.
All right, so the other doors remaining, you could head west, you could head back into the first room and head a little further south.
How about this big room to the west?
A big room to the west?
All right, let's do it.
As you enter this room, you see rows of desks that are bolted to the floor. Though many of the cramped workspaces upon them have been smashed to pieces or otherwise defaced. Wooden chairs have been thrown aside like discarded playthings. So you see a large, essentially, clerk's chamber.
Do we see any wargs or bones on the floor?
You do not, but there is a lot of stuff to look through. It's not like reading books, so this would be a check if you wanted, but you could spend some time looking through.
Okay, let's take a peek.
Yeah, let's do this one.
Gwenog has a 16 perception.
Okay.
That's an 18 for you, plus.
Naz with a 25.
Oh, all snap.
Right. What'd you get, Doreen?
10.
All right, so you guys are looking around. You think you can find, you can scrounge up enough parchment and ink to create 6 writing sets, which you could sell for their value back in town or keep and use as you need it. Furthermore, Naz finds a trinket that someone had like stashed in a drawer, and it is an owlbear claw. And so basically what happens is a martial class can affix the owlbear claw to their weapon and activate it when appropriate to do its effect. I don't remember what an owlbear claw does. Naz is going to look that up. He's totally going to look that up. Apart from that, if you guys could just kind of randomly place yourselves around the room, just for no reason, just put your minis somewhere, anywhere.
Just going to spread us all the way out.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense. You split up to search the desks, right?
That's 7 on my initiative roll.
I didn't ask for an initiative roll, but thank you.
Should I also not be rolling right now?
Could you all make perception?
Oh, man.
You can read Owlbear Claw to the class, please.
Owlbear Claw. This claw set with an iron clasp and chain isn't always the claw of an owlbear. When you activate the claw, the triggering attack gains the weapon's critical specialization effect.
So basically, on a critical hit, you can activate your claw to gain a bonus effect, and we'll look that up when the time comes. I don't know what they all are.
I think this means when you activate it, you get the crit specialization.
Yes, but its trigger should be when you score a critical hit.
Yes. Never mind. Cool.
Called it.
And can that be affixed to any?
Any martial weapon.
Like a whip, for instance.
It could be affixed to a whip. Naz, you are the one that found it, but it is not currently affixed because while you all are searching...
Why would we affix it to your whip? We have 2 fighters.
Oh my god.
We should really go to
joke.
To Gwenog.
Naz is hilarious.
What's with the accent, eh?
One day I'll mark these before the session. Probably never. Doreen, what did you get on your perception roll?
10.
Naz, what did you get?
I got a 21.
Okay. You all fail.
What?
How can we fail initiative?
Well,
no, the monster gets to go.
Tucked away in the rafters of this room, a giant bat flies out.
Oh, man.
I didn't see this giant bat with my 25 perusing this room.
You did not. In fact, you didn't look up.
Podcast listeners, please take a look at the look I just gave Kenny.
Yeah. He was rolling his eyes.
And
would you make that look again so I can...
This bat will pick a random person to attack because I don't feel like doing it any other way than random. So we got Gwenog is a 1 or 2. Doreen is a 3 or 4. Ass is a 5 or 6. Doreen.
Naturally.
So this giant bat flitters down next to Doreen.
Yep.
Takes one action to do so, and then it will try and bite you with its fangs for a 25 to hit.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
You are going to take 10 points of damage.
Yikes.
It will then bat at you with one of its wings. Yeah.
You mean buff
hold
at
on.
Me?
Hold on. Hold on.
Initial.
All right. So it will attack you with one of its wings.
It's going to bat at me.
It's going to bat at you.
It's going to. You should just say buff it, you know.
And that will be a 24 to hit. It is.
It's the same thing you rolled. It's the same thing you rolled earlier.
Buffeting you for 8 points of damage.
I'm at 3, guys.
All right, Naz, you are up.
I guess.
I have no idea how you could even play this game without a cleric.
Yeah, I'm super glad. Like
healing potions, lots of healing potions.
Healing font is huge.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going with the double tap heal, 8 plus d8.
Is that your last one?
That's for 16 health.
Heck yeah.
Bam. It is your night, Naz. Wow.
Yeah, every time he's healed me, I've gone up to full. Which might be saying that we're not being... I don't know, it's saving us actions.
That was my last healing font. I still have 2 spell slots.
But did you prepare heal in those spell slots?
I prepared 1 heal and 1 bless.
Nice. Okay. So you have 1 more action.
I'll recall some knowledge about giant bats.
What is your nature bonus?
4. Naz has actually ridden giant bats before.
He has not, because he knows nothing about them.
Look, I'm not saying I was good at it. I'm saying I did it.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you trying to recall some knowledge on giant bats, and you just get nothing. All right. Yep. And next is Doreen. Bat is in your face. It's in your face.
Yes, it is. I'm already wearing my shield, so I'll raise that. It's already next to me. I think that I'm going to... No, I mean, you can... I don't need to reposition, really, to be more advantageous for the party. So I'm going to just raise a shield and attack. See what we can do.
Okay.
Does a 17 hit?
It will not. This flighty little creature dodges around your shield. All right.
What do I know about bats?
What's your knowledge on nature?
1.
Are you trained?
No.
You cannot make a recall knowledge if you're not trained. It is a trained action.
Can I try, though?
No.
No. Can I waste my actions? I'm assuming that's a miss. Yep.
Yep. Okay. 14. So, Gwenog, can you save the day?
Stride over there.
Yeah.
Flank it.
Gwenog is going to brandish her neck splitter, get very angry.
All right. So draw a weapon, rage.
My weapon has been drawn.
You were searching this room.
Maybe don't rage.
Fine. I will not rage. I am not angry.
Okay.
I will brandish my weapon. Gwenog will stride to the bat and make an attack roll.
And you are flanking because of Doreen's clever placement, meaning that it is flat-footed.
25 to hit.
Oh, that'll hit? That is not a crit, though.
Yeah, so sad.
Because why would it be?
It was close.
Single enemy encounters usually means that they have high ACs. So
10 damage.
Okay, so a couple of things are going to happen. You hit it for 10 damage. And as you slash into it, it flips out and just starts flapping its wings wildly and attacks both of you.
Oh.
Oh, reactionary attacks. Awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to go with Gwenog first. 23 to hit. which I'm
you know what you should do? You should freak out and attack it back.
is that illegal?
You take 8 points of damage.
Hang on.
And then the second attack against Doreen will miss.
Can I champion react? I'm going to champion reaction Gwenog so you take 3 less damage.
She has to be adjacent to you, right?
No. They just both have to be within 15 feet of me.
Oh, okay. You take 3 less damage, Gwenog. That's so nice. Okay. And
oh, I forgot that it still can attack me before my next turn.
So that was Gwenog's turn, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, Barbarian, right. Page 85, reaction, attack whenever you feel like it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just saying, I have a page number.
Goodness. All right, and so the giant bat now has 2 viable targets. So what any self-respecting game master will do, we'll roll.
You could have stepped if you wanted
to. And it'll attack one on.
Oh,
we want it to attack me, though, because you have no health.
I'm at full health.
And I forgot. Yeah, it's healed you.
So it will try and bite you with its fangs. Oof.
That's a natural 20.
Or a natural 20.
Why do you hate Gwenog?
Listen,
How many times has Gwenog been crit?
I hate all of you, okay?
This is the 3rd or 4th crit against Gwenog.
Yeah, because the
fire crits against me, the mephit crits against me, the warg crits against
me. The fire did not crit you.
It just rolled max damage. It's very different. You got to be fair to the fire.
I don't have to be fair to the fire.
However, you're in luck. That was a low roll. It's only 12 points of damage.
Wonderful.
Okay. Then it will bat at you with one of its wings and miss, and then it will swing with the other one and miss. See, you're fine. Naz.
All right, so.
He is thinking really hard right now.
Whip it real good.
How many times do you think this reactionary attack move that it's doing? Do you think that that's it? You know what?
It's a reaction each time. So if you attack it right now, you're going to hurt us.
Everybody.
Well, probably not you.
I mean, I have reach, but
exactly
chill touch. I would like to make a nature check. No, I already did that.
You already did that. Failed miserably. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so I could either heal one of you, probably Gwenog, which would be my last heal until we rest, however you get heals and spells back in this
full night's setting.
So we can either do that, or I can attack it and see whether it freaks out again. What are we thinking?
I mean, if we attack it, it's going to freak out still.
Okay, I will stay where I am and prepare a reactionary heal at range for when if Gwenog falls, or if anybody falls, rather.
So you're going to spend an action to ready a heal spell in case someone goes unconscious.
Correct.
Nice.
That is done.
Done.
Okay. Doreen.
I should probably stop ing all the time, but
I've been editing that out.
Oh, you have? I feel so bad.
I do it too. I'm terrible.
I will raise my shield again. And
I did it again.
It's okay. It's okay.
Ooh, 24.
That will hit.
Where's my dice? There it is. That is a 9.
All right. Damage. You hit it for 9 damage. And guess what happens?
Oh, no.
It flails about wildly and will attack both you and Gwenog. And we'll start with Doreen, since you triggered the attack.
Very well.
12 will miss, though.
Okay.
And then we will attack Gwenog for a 17, which I think does it in your current state.
It does indeed.
You take 6 points of damage.
Gwenog is unconscious.
You can take 3 instead if you want.
3 will still make me unconscious.
All right. So Gwenog is knocked down by the giant bat.
I guess my heal trigger.
Your heal does trigger.
For 16. Boom.
All right, you're back at 16 and wounded 1.
My purchase of these weighted dice was the best move I ever made.
Goodness. I'm actually starting to question them.
And that was all 3 of your actions, Dream?
That was only 2.
Only 2?
Gwenog,
can you confirm that was 2? I don't trust Doreen anymore.
Yeah, it was 2.
Naz is corrupting him.
He raised his shield, and he attacked once.
I'll attack again. A natural 1.
All right, that will fail, obviously. And Gwenog.
Well, Gwenog is now very angry.
You're raging. Yay! So much easier to hit.
Are you going to rage, stand up, and pick up your weapon?
Oh, yeah. Gwenog is not angry.
That's right. You fell to the ground and dropped your weapon.
I hate Pathfinder. Oh, man. Can we play 5e again?
It apparently hates you, too.
So I pick up my neck splitter, I stand up, and I try to split some necks.
I mean, if you...
23 to hit.
That will hit.
8 damage.
All right, you hit it for 8 damage.
Now, standing up is optional. You just take a -2 penalty to your attack rolls, which cancels out with the flat footed, and you would have hit.
Well, next time.
Next time.
See, you need to be helpful to the players as much as you're helpful to me.
Yeah.
So I feel like invited David to this. Did you really just want a mole in the party?
Yeah,
like,
I did.
So once again, tweet at us if you'd like to play Age of Ashes.
We're looking for a new player for Doreen.
See, I don't want to like tell people
at
what to
Heroes
do.
Heroes Wanted Pod.
I don't want to tell people what to do. So I'm sorry if me like saying something after the fact makes it sound like harsh criticism or something. It's like
it's,
you should.
It's not that. Harsh so much as it is just patently unhelpful.
So do you want me to be more forward with like
yes. you mean like I want to rage this turn but I have to get my weapon and stand up and I'll be like you don't have to stand up dude.
Yeah, next time something like that. Yeah,
well next time, well that specific thing will have already been covered hopefully.
And gentlemen,
let's be specific though. Don't help Kenny, just us.
Moving on, the bat's turn.
Oh, man.
And it is going to try and kill one of the two of you.
Kenny, well, do you want to real quick use its special ability, Tornado of Bats? And just an instant kill for everybody in a 30-foot radius.
This one will attack Doreen.
So this bat is actually Strahd. He turns into his vampire form.
I have a 24 to hit, Doreen.
That hits.
13 points of damage.
I'll take 8. Actually, how bad does the bat look?
It looks really bad.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want to damage your shield?
No.
It's got to be getting close to that break threshold.
Yeah, it is almost. So it would have done it there.
And
how much did I take?
8 points. And then it will do a double wing. The first wing is an 18 to hit.
That misses.
Oh, second wing is a 20.
That hits.
For 6 points of damage.
I'll block that. Whatever.
All right. And then, Naz, you're up.
So how bad does this thing look?
It looks pretty bad. Might be on its last legs.
All right.
Last wings.
You could say that, too.
Think a chill touch would finish it off, I guess.
Go for it.
Alright, so Naz will stride up and get right up to it, reach out, tendrils of icy undeath fingers. 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness.
That is how much damage?
I wouldn't know because it's your spell.
Not maybe mine. You put the die number next to the spell name.
That'd be a really good idea.
D4. With a 3, do I get a modifier? Yes. It will be 6 damage.
All right. You grasp this bat with the icy touch of death.
Yeah.
And it falls limp in your hand, and then your hand goes falling to the ground because the bat is technically large-sized.
Oh, wow.
It was a heavy bat.
It was a very, very heavy
but
bat.
But it looks like I just reached out there and just choke-slammed a bat.
And the bat is dead.
Just alley-oop it.
And just do the tombstone, just for fun.
And do some calculations here.
Also, important question. What was our experience from the spooky, scary skeletons?
Exactly what I was about to tell you.
Yeah.
I have to look it up, because I don't remember things.
Pretty sure it was 760.
Oh, we also have...
I'm pretty sure the skeletons give 666 experience each.
Yeah, per skeleton.
Okay, so let's see. Each skeleton grants 30 experience points.
120.
So that's 120. Can you calm down?
Thank you, Doreen.
Can you calm down? The giant bat is worth 60.
That's a total of 60.
And the ward is also worth 60.
Another 60. Oh. For 120. Plus 140.
What do you,
260.
So that's a
we just doubled
XP.
Our XP. We're at 480.
80. Yeah, almost halfway there. Remaining, there is a door to the south leading to the basically second half of the fortress.
Yeah, that's right.
And we'll pick up there next week.
I'm going to start drinking and laying on hands, people.
We will do some healing off air. We can do treat medicines and things like that.
Okay.
So we will begin next session ready to go with what healing has been done.
Awesome.
Yeah, ready to go. Have you met Jeff?
That's a fair point.
So ready to go. I'm going to do my homework.
All right. Thank you for playing, everybody. And we'll see you next week. I have a 24 to hit, Doreen.
That hits.
13 points of damage.
I'll take 8. Actually, how bad does the bat look?
It looks really bad.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want to damage your shield?
No.
It's got to be getting close to that break threshold.
Yeah, it is almost. So it would have done it there.
And
how much did I take?
8 points. And then it will do a double wing. The first wing is an 18 to hit.
That misses.
Oh, second wing is a 20.
That hits. Oof.
For 6 points of damage.
I'll block that. Whatever.
All right. And then Naz, you're up.
So how bad does this thing look?
It looks pretty bad. Might be on its last legs.
All right.
Last wings.
You could say that.
Think a chill touch would finish it off, I guess.
Go for it.
All right, so Naz will stride up and get right up to it. Reach out. Tendrils of icy undeath fingers. 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness.
That is how much damage?
I wouldn't know because it's your spell.
No, maybe you put the die number next to the spell name.
That'd be a really good idea.
D4. With a 3, do I get a modifier? Yes. It will be 6 damage.
All right. You grasp this bat with the icy touch of death. And it falls limp in your hand and then your hand goes falling to the ground because the bat is technically large-sized.
Oh, wow.
It was a heavy bat.
It was a very, very heavy
bat. But it looks like I just reached out there and just choke-slammed a bat.
And the bat is dead.
Just alley-oop it.
And just do the tombstone, just for fun.
And let me just do some calculations here.
Also, important question. What was our experience from the spooky, scary skeletons?
Exactly what I was about to tell you.
Yeah.
I have to look it up because I don't remember things.
Pretty sure it was 760.
Oh, we also have...
I'm pretty sure the skeletons give 666 experience each.
Yeah, per skeleton.
Okay, so let's see. Each skeleton grants 30 experience
120
points.
120.
So that's 120. Can you calm down?
Thank you, Doreen.
Can you calm down? The giant bat is worth 60.
That's a total of 60.
And the ward is also worth 60.
Another 60. Oh. For 120. Plus 140.
What do you, 260. So that's we just doubled our XP.
We're at 480.
Yeah, almost halfway there. Remaining, there is a door to the south leading to the basically second half of the fortress.
Yeah, that's right.
And we'll pick up there next week.
I'm going to start drinking and laying on hands, people.
We will do some healing off air. We can do treat medicines and things like that.
Okay.
So we will begin next session ready to go with what healing has been done.
Awesome.
Yeah, ready to go. Have you met Jeff?
That's a
Fair point.
So ready to go. I'm going to do my homework.
All right. Thank you for playing, everybody. And we'll see you next week.